Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's exciting to see our planting season go as smoothly so far. Our corn and soybeans are three-fourths planted and starting to come up. That's something that we can control. But the federal government is a different story. President Biden has announced that he wants to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by year 2030. And Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says, and I quote, biofuels are a key piece of the plan. Well, thank you, Mr. Secretary. You're probably well aware that the environmental organizations are no fans of ethanol and biofuels. And I think that farmers and ranchers will be happy to do our part to help. That is true enough, even though we can always be skeptics of climate change. The fact that you should know, agriculture is a small contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. We contribute 10% or less. And if you factor in land management and forestry practices, agriculture produces net emissions of a minus 2%. Animal agriculture's share of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions is less than 3%. Andrew Walmsley, American Farm Bureau Federation, tells us, and I quote, a lot of people don't realize the gains that we have made in agriculture with the dramatic increase in beef, pork, and milk production. The per unit emissions have continued to decrease. And given the fact that we are already doing a very good job, we could do more, I know. Increase conservation reserve acres and capture emissions from livestock waste. Another administration statement raises concern, though. They want to develop a plan to conserve 30% of U.S. land and water by 2030. Well, what does this mean? It sounds like more regulations, and some call it a land grab. There's so much up in the air right now. The president is implementing his $1.9 trillion relief package. Our economy is booming, but now we're debating a $4.5 trillion infrastructure bill and more social family programs. How are we going to pay for all of this? It may sound good to just tax the rich. Well, why aren't we talking about user fees to pay for roads, bridges, and waterways? With the job market growing and family incomes going up, we need to limit how much more that we decide to spend on social welfare. Too much debt can strangle our good economy. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.